Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. We'll let you hear from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey in just a couple of minutes. Back into some NBA playoff conversation as well. Great game in the Western Conference Finals last night between the Thunder and the Timberwolves. Do want to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us on Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or, if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400. And brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Oh, real quick, guys, I want to get this Sankey sound. Going back, Kirk Cousins, more or less, more information is coming out. He is not attending. Now, he's not there today.
Okay.
So he might come tomorrow.
Okay.
I doubt it, but he might come tomorrow. But going back to when the season started, there's no way I would have thought that he was to be on this roster right now.
No, me either.
There's no way I would have thought that we could be still talking about him as a part of the Falcons. No.
I was pretty sure that, what was it, March, what was it, 10th or 16th or whatever that day was supposed to be with his contract thing. I thought that was going to be the day.
Yeah.
Then I was like, all right, that came and went.
The draft.
Draft weekend.
Yeah.
Got to be draft weekend. Well, that came and went. And now here we are.
The Falcons are waiting on some team to help them out.
That's right.
And ain't no team willing to do that.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Not right now. This is going to take an extreme circumstance.
Yeah, especially if you're talking about you want some team to take on money that they don't have to take on.
Yeah, you need them to be desperate in order to do it. And as much as it would be nice to not have to worry about where in the world is Kirk Cousins today, it would be silly of them at this point to have gotten this far down the road and then just be like, we'll do whatever. Let's trade him wherever.
Yeah.
Like at this point now, like – maybe I'm talking myself into this. I don't know. At this point, you may end up with a little bit of leverage if a team does have something bad happen.
Right.
Because in order for a team to want Kirk Cousins at this point, it's either going to be the Steelers because Aaron Rodgers doesn't go there, or another team has a disastrous injury in training camp or preseason or something, which obviously you never would hope for. But from a Falcons perspective, you don't hope for it. But if it happens, then you take advantage of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be August.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be August to be training camp, preseason. That could be September.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be like, I don't feel like this is an any day now.
I don't either.
Yeah. It's just one of those, it's just like, it's a phase of things where, okay, mini camp, because in a couple weeks, once that's over, it's no more football until training camp.
Yeah. That's that, like, how many weeks is that?
Like
six or seven or something week period of time where you just wish, you pray you don't see any Falcons news on TV because that's only bad news when stuff happens that time of year. So it probably wouldn't happen then.
No.
Then you'd be coming to training camp and would he be there? I don't know. Like, there's so much to be excited about with this football team.
I'm just curious if he's going to be at the mini because all this has been voluntary. I don't know when I'm sure they're all their mandatory mini camps all around the same time.
Right.
If he's not there. That'd be the one.
That's the first thing that's mandatory outside of incentives for workout clauses and stuff like that. But, the other thing, too, is not even from a Falcons perspective. If it's the Steelers, at some point, they're going to want their starting quarterback at stuff.
You would think so.
You would think, right? Like, you would want, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or whoever it's going to be, like, you would want him to be there with his teammates getting ready for the season. The alternative to that is something crazy happens, like we said, or nothing happens, and they've said it all along. Maybe they were telling the truth all along. We're comfortable with Kirk Cousins being our backup.
Yep.
I never believed it, and I still don't.
I don't either.
But if it's week one and, you know, he's standing over there with a clipboard, I guess I'll have to accept it.
Because it's like he's there until.
Yeah.
He's there
at that
until.
Point, I'm still going to be like, I don't know. They might trade him at halftime.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't want to buy it. Maybe that's what it is. All right. Let's hear from Greg Sankey. They're having the SEC meetings, annual SEC meetings, down there in Destin. They're always just happy that they pick such a smart place to have the meetings. I'm like, good for them. Good for them going to the beach and getting some business done. Here he is talking.
Look at a track record. We didn't need 12. Did we say to four, we would have had half the four last year. I don't need lectures from others about good of the game. I don't lecture others about good of the game. And coordinating press releases about good of the game. Okay, you can issue your press statement, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
Yeah, so there you have a
100 more days, and then we get football. That's all I want to do.
90-something.
I just want to watch football, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the good thing about these sort of, like that there isn't really entirely football related. The good thing about some of what's going to happen at these meetings is they are going to determine how much football you're going to get, right?
Right.
They're going to decide whether or not they're going to go to 9 SEC conference games, which I would love. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about that.
But I don't care one way or the other.
You know, okay.
I really don't.
I think that would be cool. That's one more game in a great conference.
Right.
Better odds than not that it'll be a pretty good game most years. And then at some point, probably in June, when they all get back together, we're going to find out whether or not they go to a 16-game or 16-team playoff, which would also mean more football at the end of the season. I think those things are related.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the SEC is going to a 9-game conference schedule without there being a 16-game playoff or 16-team playoff, and a guaranteed 4 at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he was getting at was 4 actually might not be enough, really.
Yeah. Because like, we would have had half of them.
And that's this is the hard part about all of this, of just the idea of what's best for the game in general is like, what does that even mean? Depending on who you talk to, that means something different, right?
Everybody has different perspectives of it because it's all about how does this benefit me more? It's good for the game if it benefits me.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm in the game and it benefits me. Yeah. Exactly. And so everyone's coming at it from that perspective, including him. The most powerful man in college football right now is chiefly responsible for what's best for the SEC,
mm-hmm.
not what's best for college football.
No.
And people would say, well, what's best for college football is, but no, it isn't.
No, we're not.
It's not. What's best for the SEC is not always what's best for college football. It sometimes is, mm-hmm. sure, but not always. So the guy that's the most powerful guy, him and Tony and Battiti with the Big Ten, are looking out for what's best for their member schools,
but that's what
which
paid,
is what their job
them,
is.
Yeah.
The problem
exactly.
is they're also now seemingly in charge of the future of college football,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you have, just like the players, like I don't blame the players for taking advantage of this format, this structure that the sport is governed by right now. It's what's best for them.
Right.
Like, it sucks for teams and fans sometimes, but so... It was what's best for him. He got more money.
You always got to think for yourself. I understand that part.
Yeah, but that's why somebody needs to be in charge of not thinking for themselves.
But who's going to be that person that doesn't look at what's in the best interest of themselves personally,
exactly.
and then of the whole group. I know everybody wants Nick Saban to do this.
Whether it's him or somebody
Nick
else.
Nick ain't doing it.
Somebody's got to be the commissioner.
I know they're talking about bringing somebody else in or whatever. They got to figure out somebody who doesn't have the loyalty to a league.
Yeah.
All right? Now, at the same time, you can't alienate those lead dogs to try and make it more balanced for the Big 12 and ACC.
Right.
They got their own problem.
They
are in the position they're in for a specific reason. So when you look at it from that standpoint, that's why I say it'll never be equal.
No.
It won't.
It never has
it
been.
Never
it
has
never
been and
be.
Never will be. This ain't nothing new. That's why I keep saying, damn, I can't wait for the damn games to just start.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's no equal in college football. It's not coming, and it hasn't happened. Like, that's just, you know, like that. I don't know. Tell me when that was.
I'm just assuming that now
you'll surprise me.
This super conference
it.
Thing is going to happen sooner rather than later.
And I think it should, because then at least we'll have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't be equal. It still won't be equal because teams will get left out,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be screwed. And then even the teams that are in the super conference that don't have as much NIL money or whatever as teams that do are going to be getting their rosters plucked,
mm-hmm.
or unless that there's, some sort of solution to that, where there's collectively bargained contracts or whatever. But like that's the problem, is the idea of what's best for the game is the most fractured definition that we've ever had right now. Because if you ask me what's best for the game, it's going to probably be different than what you say about what's best for the game. It's certainly going to be different than a player would say, or a coach, or a commissioner. That's why, and again, it seems, that's why they're all leaning on the federal government to try to come up with something.
They need somebody to help them.
The problem is, smart states like Kentucky and others, not Kentucky, Tennessee and others that will do this, passed their own legislation that said we don't have to follow whatever that rule is.
Until they get that out of there, that one right there, it'll never be equal.
Well, they're going to pass it, and it's going to be the House settlement, and it's going to be revenue sharing and all that. But then Tennessee was like, yeah, we passed a rule that said we don't have to follow that.
Exactly.
And every state is going to do that. So it has to be college football specific. Not law, not legal, not government. You have to get someone in charge of this thing from an actual college football perspective. And until they do that, it's going to be stuff like this.
Like, is there a candidate out there? I'm sure it is.
Sure.
I'm sure.
I mean, let Sankey be it. But he would have to be in charge.
That's what I'm saying.
Not the SEC.
And that's what I was thinking before we had the conversation as far as him being over the SEC. I mean, that's a prime job.
Yeah.
What about this job that you're talking about, maybe putting him at – what has his advantages over just being ACC?
Right, because it's one of those things where it's a job that's never existed.
Exactly.
Right? So how can someone do it, but no one's ever done it? So now you just have to be like, all right, who would be most qualified
and
to do something like that?
Can he take his personal feelings aside from the conference that he's represented so well?
Yeah.
And be able to
– people
maybe,
would say no.
Maybe take something away from him.
Right.
And even out everything else more.
Yeah.
Like, this is what he would have – this is what he would have to do.
He would have to.
Yes, he would have to do that.
You would have to have the – actual greater good of college, which again, the greater good of college football is not his concern right now. The greater good of the teams that play in the SEC are his concern right now. And he's done a great job at that.
If in a 12-team playoff, if he can get 8 teams in, he would.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they can do a 16-team playoff and 16 automatic bids are from the SEC, he would do that.
Yeah, he'd do that.
He'd be like, sure, that seems fair.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't know. If you look at it like this, we ran some data. And no offense to the other conferences, but because that's his job. His job is to get what's best for all of the teams that are in the SEC and as much money
doing?
And all that stuff.
What? Ryan Neasel is...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Practicing with the Falcons today, but won't be added to the roster until he signs his tender agreement. Then why the hell are you out there practicing?
I don't know.
What the hell wrong with y'all, man?
Well, at least they got a center.
They are not going to take that into consideration. Like, hey, you know what? Look at this guy. You know what?
Yeah.
Let's give him a long-term
Nor
deal.
Are they going to give him a long-term deal if he somehow gets hurt doing this stuff. So, no. Hey, but at least they got a center. Somebody had to snap the ball to Penix, right? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Spent a couple minutes on the NBA playoffs from last night as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.